if you think, if you're trying to tell somebody that who's expecting you that you're going to get there eventually, you might say, well, we'll get there
sometime. Or soon.
You ever heard anybody say, we'll get there by and by?
By and by, yeah.
Something like that. What about if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and his nose started running? You'd say he's done what?
He's taken cold.
Okay. Or what about if this cold affected his voice, you know, and he doesn't...
Hoarse.
Sounds hoarse, yeah.
Got a frog in his throat.
Got a frog in his throat. Or if I do that, I've got a little...
A little cough.
We might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired or sleepy.
Sleepy, yeah. You ever heard anybody say drowsy?
Drowsy, petered out.
Yeah, petered out. That would be. And maybe about 6 o'clock in the morning, you do what?
Wake up.
Or you might say to somebody, well, so-and-so's still sleeping. Better go
wake him up.
Better go wake him up.
Yeah. Don't wake him up. Arouse him up. Mm-hmm.
If your wife has some medicine still by her bed on her table, and she was supposed to have used it, you might ask her, well, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And she might say, well, I took it yesterday. And I'll
take it today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or tomorrow.
Somebody who can't hear very well, you say he's getting a little...
Deaf, a hard of hearing.
Yeah, deaf or hard of hearing. What about if you're working in the hot sun, and what do you begin to do?
Sweat.
Yeah, begin to sweat.
Perspire.
And you'd say by the time he finished whatever it was he was doing,
he was wet with perspiration.
Sweat. He sure had a lot. He sure had quite a lot.
Sweated a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call this thing that some people get? It's kind of a lump. It might come up on their arm and it's red, got a little white spot.
Ball or rising. Uh-huh. Some of them are cold risings that get hard, or you can have carbuncles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When that thing pops open, what do you call that white stuff that comes
the
out?
Corruption or the corruption, and the last thing, the core.
Yeah.
That's the last of the corruption that's congealed in the ball.
Uh-huh. If you had gotten maybe bitten by a bee, and maybe you got bit in the hand, and your hand got bigger, you say your hand did
what? It's swollen.
Yeah. And if it's not infected badly, you might say, well, it probably won't too much.
It won't amount to much.
Okay. What about, you know, if you're chopping some wood with an axe and you're not used to that sort of thing, you probably get a blister
in your hand.
What do you call that liquid that forms under the skin?
It's water. It's blister. It's just pure water. Mm-hmm. It collects.
If somebody will
develop into pus unless you get it out.
Yeah. If somebody maybe got shot or stabbed, what would you call that place that he got shot or stabbed in? You'd say that's a the doctor needs to treat the...
You mean through the heart?
Well, maybe he got shot in the leg. He got shot right there. What would you call that?
The thigh.
Okay, that's the thigh, but would you call it a wound?
A wound,
you
yeah.
To treat the wound?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if this wound doesn't heal cleanly? It might have some white stuff form around
pus.
It?
Pus.
In other words, it doesn't heal clean, and
that's right.
Some of it would have to be cut out.
Be cut out or use a disinfectant to draw it out.
Did you ever hear that called proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yeah.
Did I describe that right?
That's right. Proud flesh is where it spews out, you see, and angry, mm-hmm. partially blood and water.
Yeah. If you got a little cut on your finger, you might go to the medicine cabinet and